what we're going to read. We were reading A Talent for Murder. I nearly gave away the next one. Talent for Murder by Andrew Wilson, which I'm afraid I haven't. I've had a bit of a month and not had time to do much reading.
No, but perhaps it'll be something you'll pick up for a holiday.
I want to. I'm part of the way through it, so yes. I should definitely want to read it.
Well, yes, do.
What did you think?
I thought it got better and better as it went through. At the beginning, I was a little bit unsure because I think I mentioned I'm a great fan of Agatha Christie, but also not just about her books, which I enjoyed when I suppose I first started reading adult books. They were one of those transitional books that you read when you've moved on from children's books, if that's not too insulting. She's somebody that you very easy to read, but there's just so much so much enjoyment there, keeps you turning the pages. But I was also fascinated by her life. It's such an interesting life. In later years, she travelled the world on archaeological sites with her husband. But early on, she had this tragic situation, really. Her husband left her, and then she disappeared. And nobody knows to this day what happened to her.
They still don't know why or whatever. People have put forward various theories, haven't they?
Yes, and it's fascinating. And even in her autobiography, she doesn't mention it. And that is just intriguing. So she disappeared for a few days, and she was found in a hotel in Harrogate under an assumed name. And it was supposed that she had amnesia. So this author, this novelist, who's also a biographer, he's also a journalist, and he's writing novels now, and he's done what is a really daring thing, taking Agatha Christie as a central character in his book and imagining what happened to her in those few days of disappearance. And I have to say, when I started reading it, I thought, oh, dear.
Is it going to
I'm
work?
Not sure.
Oh, dear. Are they going to spoil everything?
Yes, because it seemed such a dramatic thing. He said that the opening of the book is that she meets this doctor, and he's quite a caricature in my eyes. He's got bad breath, and he's just real cloak and dagger stuff. And he comes to her and he says that with all her experience as a novelist, she must know how to perform the perfect murder. And he's going to make it possible. He's going to facilitate her disappearance, and she's going to kill his wife for him. I mean, how ridiculous is that? But as the book goes on, you believe more and more of it.
Well, that's perfect Agatha Christie as well. Because when you look at them on the face of it, you think, but you always get hooked in, don't you?
That's right. So I think he's done a very clever job. And I was gripped. The first few pages, I was very wary, and I was quite nervous having recommended it for us to read. But I soon got into it and didn't want to put it down. And I felt the characters were, apart from this doctor, to be fair, the others I found were very believable, very convincing. And in addition to Agatha, who I think is very sensitively drawn, there's also a young female reporter who's hot on the heels of this doctor. Is she going to get to the bottom of what he's up to? She seems to be the only one that is on his case, really, and she's a very feisty individual, and I liked her as a character.
Do you think that's you? You empathise.
Well, if you read the book, perhaps not, so I won't spoil it.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Yes. So I thought it was a great read, and apparently there's another one out. He's just published a second one, so
are you going to be there trying to
find... I think I might read that one as well, yeah. So it's another one where Agatha Christie is the central character, though she's not performing a murder this time, I think. She's just trying to help the detectives. So she's a central character in another murder mystery. It's a great idea.
It's a very clever idea, you say quite daring. But is it... Because we've also got a localish author who used Josephine Tay in a similar way and now uses her books or her as... Because she was an author, wasn't she?
That's right. Age and a playwright, writer. Yes.
And, well. Nicola Upson has written several books with Josephine Tay as the central sort of detective character as well, hasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, I love those too. So. But also it's that period as well that really draws me in. It is, the 1920s and you know, all that glamour. And the clothes, you can picture it.
So I love watching it on television as well, because it is, you know, the art deco, all of that sort of thing as well. Well, I shall look forward to reading it. I'm sorry I didn't manage to get round to it before. But A Talent for Murder, then, by Andrew Wilson. So it comes thumbs up from Catherine. And that was a book that we were meant to have read. And I haven't heard from anyone that did. But if you did read it, let me know and tell me what you think.